more than just car insurance.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is my turf. I hope that you will find what we do here timely, useful, relevant, and fun. And thus, our connection to people like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here. We have several medical connections that are good and strong here on the Good Day program. Jack is one of those people who joins Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Clay and me to talk about food, your health, well-being, all the things that are important from his perspective. He has one side of the street that he works on. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has the other side of the street. And I put it to Ken this past weekend in a way that was kind and gentle, but yet pretty much told the story. And this is not critical at all, because God knows I love Ken and respect his work and his information. But he, when confronted with this foolishness, Jack, the contradiction about vitamin D. Vitamin D 2, 3, 4 months ago and for the past year or two, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. Got to have it. Yeah. Don't have enough. Got to get your levels tested. So then along comes this Harvard researcher who has work done, paid for by I'm not sure who. But now we have no more need for vitamin D, according to this person, and the news media is all over it, because the news media isn't about news. It's about stirring the pot, selling newspapers, getting you to watch their TV channel, whatever it is. And so this is a conflict. Who do you believe? Do you believe the people who say we need vitamin D, or the people who say you don't need vitamin D? And you also apply this whole thinking, or lack thereof, to the entire scientific process, scientific method, the useless continuing drumming of we have to have evidence, when in fact the evidence dispels and disconnects with the earlier evidence. The only reason that people need evidence-based medicine is so that they won't get sued. That's it. I said that to Ken. Ken admitted. That's the way I do it, because I got something to back me up. Which is the same state of affairs.
Yeah, well, the same process is working in my industry as far as evidence-based is concerned. But back to the vitamin D here for a second. A little common sense is all that's necessary at this point. When direct sunlight...
Well, let's manage the term little, okay?
When the direct sunlight, a certain aspect of the ultraviolet spectrum, hits the cholesterol in the skin, it manufactures vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a researcher from Harvard, who we don't know who paid for the research,
yep,
but if you look at who pays for most of the medical research that goes on in most of the university settings in America, it's the pharmaceutical industry.
Drug companies who want to put the people who are, they're even behind Senate Bill 510. Much of these drug companies want to put the nutraceuticals or the, I don't know if nutraceuticals is the right word for it, but the homeopathic people, naturopaths out of business, they're all over this.
Well, one of the things to keep in mind here is that just a year ago, or no, it was 2 years ago, medical science told us we needed our spleens, something our bodies have produced for whoever knows how many millennia we've been on this planet as upright homo sapiens. They finally decided we needed our spleens.
Mm-hmm.
They know we need our tonsils. They know we need our appendix. But these are easy things to make money off of. And when people have adequate levels of vitamin D in their body, they just don't get sick like people who don't have adequate levels of vitamin D. And when someone comes out and says a natural process that takes place just by a living human being in direct sunlight is not necessary, he might as well tell me we don't need our stomach, we don't need our liver, maybe we don't even need our heart. This is absolutely ridiculous. Now, there is one aspect to it that's important. You can overdo the vitamin D thing.
Yeah.
And it's all vitamins have an antagonist. And the antagonist to vitamin D is vitamin F. And when we have a balance between those two things, our bodies function just fine.
How do you get vitamin F?
Vitamin F, it's an essential fatty acid combination. It was well recognized by nutritional science prior to when I was born in 1950. The FDA says there is no vitamin F. There is a vitamin F. And what it does is it does exactly the opposite of what vitamin D does. Vitamin D makes it possible for your body to absorb calcium and to pull calcium into the bloodstream. Vitamin F pushes calcium out of the bloodstream deep into the tissues. So when people are out in the sun and they're in the sun all day and the body is just turning into a vitamin D factory and they end up getting sunstroke or some other heat prostration problem, it's because there's no vitamin F in the system to balance the vitamin D. All of the calcium leaves the tissues, gets into the blood. If they went into the emergency room, they would do a serum calcium test and say, oh, this guy's got plenty of calcium. But that's not where he needs it. He needs it in the tissues. And when there's not enough F, it builds up in the blood. The cooling system of the body that's absolutely dependent on calcium can't do its job. We get heat stroke. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. All right, so getting it, if you make sure you have a water-soluble vitamin D, that's important as well. You have to know where it came from. Read the label, right?
Well,
because there are different, the vitamin E, some of these gels can be, they can be natural, come from natural sources, or they can be made in a laboratory.
The best source on the planet is cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
The Nordic brand, the stuff comes from Norway because it's safe and it's clean and it's produced immediately upon the opening up of the fish. As soon as the liver is opened up, the oil is extracted and it's placed in a non-oxygen atmosphere. Did your mother, when you were a little boy, give you cod liver oil, or was it your mother that got it from her mother?
Say that again.
When I know you and I are about the same age. You're
yes.
A couple years older than I am.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Never had cod liver oil as a kid.
But my parents did.
I take it now.
I use
a Carlson,
vitamin
which
D
is a...
vitamin A.
Yeah, it's a good... I give it to Charlotte as well.
I bet she wolfs it down.
She loves it. There's something about the taste of it. I can put anything medicinal that I want to give to her, and if I put the cod liver oil on it, she's all over it. It's really pretty funny.
Well, I honestly believe that if we were to give all of the Americans in this country living today a teaspoon of cod liver oil every morning, hospital rolls would fall in half, if not more.
There you go, folks. Dr.
Wow.
Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program, 800-510-8255. You can always connect. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com if you would like. More. As a matter of fact, I want to take apart a few of the things that are in Senate Bill 510, which, interestingly enough, still is not a sure bet by any. There are four or five different things that could make it blow up. But more to the point, what did the bill do to certain parts of our medical establishment or medical community? You'll be interested to know about that in a moment here on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart Collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Coming up to 18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Medical help from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Go to his website, jackstockwell.com. We have all been talking a great deal. Interesting how, and I don't mean this, please, not to sound like it was me, as a lone wolf in the woods, but I was the only one talking about this bill months and months and months ago when I realized how it damaged the family farm. Now, in the last 3 weeks or so, everybody from Glenn Beck up and down the pike, all over Senate Bill 510, and what an outrage it is. Not only does it, I'm reading an email from one of my listeners who sent a protest to Senator Cole in Wisconsin, and he sent back a sort of self-serving, how does it all work and why do we need this bill, and sort of explained what the Tester Amendment means, maybe. I mean, it's all maybes and couldas and wouldas. But you see the same jerks here all over this bill, Jack. The big food industries, the big supermarket chains, the drug companies that want to control all of what we put into our body, all these three entities do. And so now people are waking up to how bad this is. And because it was passed and the Senate said, oh, look at how wonderful we are, 73 to 25. And then they're getting lambasted by their, who can argue against food safety? Food safety is important. This bill doesn't give you anything. And in fact, it takes away a lot of your freedom, especially when it comes to homeopathic remedies. Does it? I mean, there's stuff in here that would really curtail the ability of some people and some companies to continue supplementation.
Well, absolutely. What this will end up doing, if it goes into full effect, will do to our right, our basic freedom to choose what we want to do with our own bodies as to what the Patriot Act did to our constitutional freedoms.
Same thing.
This is turning more control and power over to the FDA. And the FDA exists for two major reasons: to continue the promotion of drugs and the continued adulteration of foods.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is not there to protect us. It's there to protect the pharmaceutical industry and
The sooner we all realize that, and how much of this, it's kind of like the whole locavore movement, local foods, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody wants to do it, but nobody pays any attention to what's going on process-wise in Washington until it's too late. Stick around, Jack, for a few more minutes, will you please? 21 after the hour, and good day.
Thank you. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
It's 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're having a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the supplementation part of the food safety bill. One of the things that's in here is actually a good thing, but I don't know why we need the government to do it. There's a whole group called Supplement Safety Now, urging Congress to make sure supplements are safe and free of performance-enhancing drugs, trying to get steroids out of it. How much of a factor is that? There are some things available on the open market that are not steroidal, but they have other things in them that apparently are a concern of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. There's one of those, too. Maybe it's applied in the wrong direction. It ought to be focused on some of the dopes who work in government.
Yeah.
Anyway, this stuff about supplements, Tom Harkin is turning out to be the enemy of the state. Remember that movie, Enemy of the State?
And Gene Hackman.
Yeah, right, yeah. This stuff, again, people waking up to it now, and it's almost too late. Some of the lies that apply to this, the naturalnews.com website went through the bill and picked out 10 things that are absolute falsehoods about this bill. A couple of them have to do with the business that you're in. I mean, we're all in the business of health. But you look at how the FDA says it needs more power to enforce food safety. They have all the power they need right now. I made that point in an op-ed piece I did for a national column earlier this week. And so we have these nuances that are over the top. I guess that's basically the way I put it, Jack. And so now that people are waking up to it, they're talking to their senators and congressmen. What can I do now? So the senators are worried. They're looking for an out. And apparently one of them may be a bit of language that's in the bill that that the Senate, I guess, talk about in the bill somewhere deep dark in the bill, how it's going to be funded. And the Senate can't do that. The House of Representatives is the only body that can do that. So maybe there's something in there. But in general, you have become aware of this thing. Do you talk to your patients about this?
Oh, a little bit. I talk about it on my daily show in Salt Lake a bit, and so it gets picked up in the treatment rooms, the patients who listen to my daily show.
Mm-hmm. And so, and they,
you know, and it was like, just as the health care bill was creeping up on them, this kind of crept up. And you actually, you were the one who first brought Senate Bill 510 to my attention, what, a year ago?
It's been a year. At first time it came up was 15, 16 months ago. It was voted down three times for various reasons, and it is because it's not a good bill.
The Senate passed it over a year ago. And like
the House did,
And all funding comes from the House, mm-hmm. whether it's a military thing, an educational thing, an environmental thing, or this power, more power to the FDA thing. And that's what it boils down to. It creates an even stronger policing arm of the FDA, which will create that many more bureaucracies of unelected people who will be looking at you individually because the government has this zero defect attitude that is demonstrated by the TSA.
Yep.
And now you're going to have TSA mentality looking in your medicine cabinet, looking in your refrigerator, and looking in your pantry.
When do we say stop? Enough is enough. This is where I say it stops, with my ability to make a livelihood, and more importantly, the people who want to have what they want to eat, making food choices. When you take those away from people, you have no more democracy. You have no more republic. You are nothing more than a two-bit country run by two-bit hoodlums who want to control everything that you do. Might as well live in Venezuela.
Well, it sounds like you're describing the direction we're moving.
It is. That's what I'm saying. It's every time you turn around, there's some new bit of gobbledygook that supposedly is here to protect you. Come on, folks.
When the real arm of the medical, the Obama health care bill kicks in, which is until January of 2013, almost 46% of practicing physicians have said that is the day they will quit practicing medicine,
right.
January 1st, 2013.
So,
now, this thing becomes more effective and more powerful sooner than that.
Yeah.
You're going to have the same kind of revolt. But this is sometimes, Doug, what it takes until they're really in your face with their hands around your throat before the average American will do something.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
High five.
I'm not wearing makeup either. Jennifer, you get your makeup on?
A little leftover from yesterday.
Leftover from yesterday. In other words, you didn't wash your face before you went to bed last night?
Oh, no, I did, but there's still a little eye makeup on. It never always goes away.
The mascara never comes off, right?
Yeah, it never quite goes all the way.
Time for Clay Cohut to star in our overview of what's going on in the, I guess, the new media, texting us at 646-926-DOUG. A lot of action today, Clay, on what is basically the subject of our poll. Do you think jobless benefits ought to be extended? That's our poll today at gooddayshow.com. A, yes, tons of people are unable to find work and need help to survive. B, no, people who want work will find work. Those who don't can starve. C, extend benefits, but only for those who can prove they are aggressively looking for work. And D, the benefits are a waste of money, ought to never have been implemented in the first place. I'm with C. I think we ought to extend the benefits for those who can prove they're working, looking for work, and they also have certain conditions that. And somebody brought this up earlier, Roberta, how we waste so much money in this country, and it's criminal. And I grab onto this stuff. It seems almost once an hour there's something that we can point to. That is about inefficiency and then overreach or whatever. And I'm not sounding like an old curmudgeon anymore. I'm saying what most people are thinking. Mm-hmm. And no matter what your age, you're fed up with it.
Don't you think if you're taking benefits that you could maybe be doing something for the city or
the county?
That's another thing.
Right.
I mean, you could be doing anything. You could help out with the jobs we don't have money to pay for, cleaning up parks or graffiti or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, cut down the budget expenses and do something. If it isn't permanent work for sure, but if you're getting something, never do you appreciate it if there's no exchange. You never appreciate getting something for nothing. No one does. That's human nature. And when you get things for nothing, you get to that entitlement place, that expectation thing that goes on with people who just say, oh, yeah, okay, I am unemployed, so I need to collect because I put in for 40 years.
So yeah, like my girlfriend's got a brand new camera that her parents just bought. It's a very nice, very expensive camera. But she leaves it sitting around on her table with the strap hanging off with no case. And I keep telling her, get a case, Gene, just get a case. And she says, no, I have insurance. And I said, if you bought that camera, you'd have a case for it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. There's when you give people things, they take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working properly. It doesn't work right. There's so many things that don't work right. But people have pointed out, okay, let's get out of Afghanistan. That's a waste of money. Let's deal with the waste, fraud, and corruption. Do you know that almost 40 cents of every dollar is now paying the interest on the debt? Every 40 cents you pay out of every dollar for your whatever tax burden you're sharing or carrying, 40% of that is going to pay the interest on the $14 trillion that we have borrowed. And by the way, cutting down accessible money for people to do other things with. Now, that's it's a mind-boggling number. Most of us can't wrap ourselves around it. We can wrap ourselves around $600 a week or a month or whatever. What is the normal? I don't even know how this works, frankly. I don't want to sound like I know this story because I don't. I was never unfortunate enough to have to collect welfare, so I don't know how, or unemployment. I don't know how it works. What do you normally get? How is it decided how much money you'll get? Anybody know?
I think I think it's a percentage of what you earned in your previous
job. If you were making $1,000 a week, how much would you get in unemployment benefits?
Yeah, it's a percentage of what you were making.
Well, what's the percentage?
Up to a cap. I don't know what the cap is.
All right. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. Clay, you had some comments from our Twitter.com line and also Facebook. People were following this, and I wonder what the collective thought is before we get to your specific story of the day, because I know you have a report on what is the number one issue on social media. This is not it, although there's lots of input from people who are either on welfare, they have thoughts about welfare or unemployment. What are you finding?
Yeah. Well, I got a few comments, actually, some from Twitter and one I got a text message as well. The first, I'll go with the text message. James in Montana texted in and said, unemployment shouldn't be extended. I used it for 10 months in Montana, and if a fresh graduate, me, can get a job with no credentials, why can't everyone else? Mm-hmm. And then Twitter user DeLittleGuy says, you know your country is in trouble when banks get a second bailout, the unemployment get their benefits cut, and the rich continue to get a tax break. Twitter user Upstarted said, you know what the best part of this is? If we go down, we get to bring the rest of the world with us. Go America.
Great.
And then Dr. Who 9437 says, I'm tired of this class warfare. The rich are evil. Down with the rich. Tax them until they are poor. Hooray for the working man.
Yeah. Right. That makes a lot of sense. So everybody can be poor then, and we have nobody except the government to create jobs. There you go. Is that what the aim is here, one would wonder? Comments on Facebook and Twitter.com. The poll yesterday is the president's idea to freeze federal workers' pay. A good idea. 80% of you who responded to the web question at gooddayshow.com said yes, they are paid far too much for far too little work. That's a pretty overwhelming number, isn't it, huh? 10% said I'd support pay raises if my taxes were not raised. 8% said, no way, government workers are serving society and deserve to be treated well by society. 2% of you said, I don't think government employees should be paid at all. Always a few characters. Here's an email from Terry Bird, who writes, the poll was like the last presidential election. I had to accept the lesser of all evils. The choice that I would have preferred would have been, I believe the government and its employees, excluding military, deserve to share in the depressed economy and take a hit. I think that there are, I mean, you can interpret this stuff any number of ways, but that's not a bad way to look at it either. I don't disagree with that person who's a listener. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com if you'd like, along with the Twitter address, the Facebook address. All right, so Clay, what's the social media big headline of the day?
It's actually the one you cued me in on yesterday, Doug, which is Google is close to buying Groupon, which Groupon was reported earlier this year as being the fastest growing company in history. And they now, after 2 years of being in existence, started by a music graduate student who has a girlfriend and 20 cats and lives in Chicago. His user base has grown to 25 million is expected to grow to 25 million next year, and they're about to sell to Google for $6 billion, and it will be the largest ever acquisition.
Now, is he the sole owner of this?
Well, he has investors, so I don't think he owns
100%
of the company.
Andrew Mason, the kid's name, right?
Exactly.
He is how old?
How old is he? I'm not sure how old he is. I know he has a girlfriend and 20 cats.
I think he's like 28, 26.
All right, so he's another one of these razzle-dazzle kids. Did he drop out of school?
No, he graduated with a music degree.
So, Roberta.
Yes.
Groupon offers 50 to 90% off retail goods and services.
Oh, yes, I use them all the time.
So how do they make these deals? How do they get to these companies and make the deal?
Well, the companies use them as promotions, similar to like restaurant.com.
So how did this guy, 28-year-old guy, get this thing going?
Well, anyway, they paid a list local. There.
It's a business tool. So if you're, for instance, if you're the Gap and you want to bring people into your store, this is another advertising tool. So you'd have a Groupon, which would say you can buy for $25, $50 worth of clothes.
Right. I just got that. Did you get that one, Jen?
I did.
Yeah.
One reason this acquisition makes sense is because Groupon currently spends $1 million a month on Google advertising. So if they got bought by Google, they would become a more profitable
company.
What does
Google get out of this?
Google's trying to be able to offer advertising deals to other companies. The way
does
Google makes
all
their money.
All right. Does this have a play on Facebook? Is there something here that Groupon, is there an angle? Could Facebook have been interested in Groupon? Would this have worked there?
I think there was a story, actually, that Facebook was interested in Groupon at one
time
for a much lower price. But Groupon turned down Facebook's offer, and Facebook just started up its own Facebook deals instead. And that's another thing about this deal, is that some people have said that Groupon doesn't have enough proprietary stuff to make it worth the $6 billion.
Well, they've got lots of cash, so $3, $4, $5 billion to Google, what's the difference?
Yeah, that's it's pocket right. change to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Our video of the day today, we have actually a couple of them. The first one is more fascinating than you could possibly imagine. Those of you who like math, there are always these things that come along. Every once in a while, you sit spellbound and look, or you can read a book that has some of this in it. But it's more interesting when it's put on video, and you see there's a little gimmickry with this video. But you look at how numbers go together, and it's how. You ask yourself, after you see this, how? How can you not believe there's some force in the universe that's smarter and more powerful than you are? When you just look at this video and tell me this isn't anything but amazing. It is absolutely amazing to look at this video and look at the mathematical equations that anybody can understand. We're not doing algebra here. We're not doing quantum physics. This is just simple mathematics explained in a very compelling way. I think this is time well spent by anybody who can go there. I think it's 4 or 5 minutes long, Richie, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, the one that blew my mind is that trick where you, well, I guess this isn't in the video, but the trick where you put down a finger and multiply by nines.
Yeah, that's another video.
I'm watching the dog one now.
All right, the dog one.
Every home needs a Harvey.
There's a couple looking for a new dog.
Awesome.
They pass by a couple of dogs, and they stop in front of a dog with a video resume. I said this earlier today. I was playing it. I was previewing it while I was doing something else. So I had the audio on in the studio, and Charlotte wasn't in here yet. She was in another part of the house, and she heard.
But she was when you played it, right?
As soon as I played this, she was in here like a shot, barking away. Boof, 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 boof. So, anyway, it's the best scene is the dog driving the car. That's the best one.
Taking the kids to school.
Taking the kids to school.
Right. Funny.
Good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with some important medical information. That is, every day there's something new. New studies that come out. This one today, if you're overweight, you're risking. I mean, I don't know anything that's new there. We have different ways of hitting the same thing. But there are a lot of things that you ought to know about. Most everything in here affects most every family. That's how Ken puts this stuff together. Things that will affect you and or your family or your circle of friends. Medically speaking, right around the corner here on Good Day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I'm seeing a lot of clients, especially women, who are experiencing more bladder and urinary tract infections than ever before. Why is this happening? Diets rich in sugar and the overprescription and use of antibiotics can create candida, which can contribute to these kidney, bladder, and urinary infections. Cranberries contain quinic acid, which can support kidney health by increasing the excretion of oxalic acid and a saturation of uric acid. Cranberries also create an unfriendly environment for alkaline-loving bacteria by making urine more acidic so infection can't take hold. I recommend to my clients and friends who suffer from the effects of candida a wonderful product from Genesis Today called Cranberry Goji Juice. It combines the juice of cranberries, which is essential for supporting kidney health, with the goji berry, which is loaded with an impressive amount of minerals, amino acids, fiber, and unique ingredients found in no other food in the world. The two provide a 1-2 punch to help you stay balanced and healthy.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and cranberry goji juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Cranberry goji juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart locations.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a story of what happens if, in fact, you make love too frequently at a mature age. There are dangers, including going blind temporarily. A story in Discover Magazine this week, actually on their blog, which had a story, Ken, of a man that was having making love 2 or 3 times a week. He was 66, and he would go blind for a couple of minutes after he had an orgasm. So is that, other than whatever jokes can come out of that, she was blindingly good or whatever. What really medically is going on here?
Emotional. It could be physical. And what could be happening is, as we discussed before, you could be increasing your pressure into the brain, into the eye, which is connected right there at the brain, and little plaques could break off, and you could have what we call TIAs, reversible stroke, loss of vision in one eye, and this is a suggestion of an impeding stroke. And I would want this person to be checked out to get an ultrasound of the pipe in the neck like we do for you each year and make sure there's no blockage in the carotid artery and also make sure the eyes are checked out.
So a piece of plaque breaks off and goes into the eye's retinal artery.
Correct. Yeah.
And dams it up for a couple of minutes.
The plaque is in the circulation of the neck, the bigger pipe, and it goes out as far as it can get to the tiniest little circulation, which is in the artery in the back of the eye, the retinal artery.
Wow. Mm.
All right. Stay tuned on that one.
Watch your blood pressure, because when if she's really good, his will go up really high, as will hers.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a curse, really.
Yeah.
It's a mixed blessing.
Depressing. Speaking of that, older depression drugs are linked to heart problems?
Yes, European Heart Journal. You know, if you're taking those older drugs like Elavil, the tricyclic antidepressants, about a 35% increased risk of heart problems. You want to be on one of the newer drugs if you're going to be on anything, things like Paxil. But best is to try to get some talking therapy and use these only as a last resort.
How much sleep do you really need?
Well, we're all different. You need enough sleep so you can awaken feeling refreshed without an alarm clock. This is out of the National Sleep Foundation, and sleep can increase risk of high blood pressure, inflammation, and weight gain.
There it is. The story about, the best thing to do is go to bed hopefully early enough to wake up on your own without an alarm clock, and if you're rested, that's it.
Exactly.
51 after with Dr. Ken.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now 53 after the hour, we get started with movie moments by listening to Britney Spears, who's 29 today. She's done a lot for a person her age, has she not? She's been in and out of all kinds of things. And I saw some gossip about her, Jennifer, earlier, that her new boyfriend is abusing her.
Yeah, there was the guy that she married for 44 hours in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
I
right.
think Jason Alexander said that she called him and said that her new boyfriend's been beating her. Great. But now it's being said that the tapes were doctored that he provided.
So. Really?
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway.
The big question is, why do we need to know this? You know, the fact that you brought that up, yesterday I'm watching, you know, one of my favorite daytime
shows. The View.
The View.
Yeah.
You know, not quite as good without Rosie. Sort of like watching Happy Days without Richie, now that Whoopi Goldberg's on. but anyway, and David Hasselhoff is on promoting his new reality show on A&E. And, you know, I say to myself, why do people watch this stuff? It's voyeurism. Mm-hmm. But they do. I mean, it'll probably attract 3 to 4 million people a week away from, you know, real programs like Showtime's Dexter or HBO's Boardwalk Empire, which, by the way, I'm plugging, is the two best shows on television.
And you can read about the plug by going to Chuck's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can connect to also by going to gooddayshow.com. Look for Chucker's picture there. Anyway, this Britney Spears tune, Toxic, came from the film Knocked Up with Seth Rogen, Katherine Heigl. You say Heigl.
Heigl. Heigl.
It's Heigl, right?
Yes.
Paul Rudd, Jonah Hill in that. I think we're into the time of year we ought to have Christmas movies in the spotlight from now until Christmas. So we'll do that. Every day we have the audio from a movie. You listen to it, see if you can figure it out. If you know what the movie is, you'll call us. We get a swell prize. If you've never won before, Movie Moments, to 800-510-8255. Here's our first sample.
Oh, who's that? She's pretty.
Dead. Apparently this 80-year-old grandmother was watching your promo last night, and she just keeled over. It scared her to death.
This is terrific. I knew that ad word. You can't buy publicity like this.
Got it.
One of our most aloof actors.
Yeah.
Well-known.
Great
actress
movie.
That had her first beginnings, I think, in an Indiana Jones movie. Plus the voice that most people, you'll ring all these voices with the one exception, a lady
who's the second lead. You don't, you'd know her if I told you who it was, but you wouldn't recognize her voice. I don't think. Maybe you will. Let's try it, Richie, and see what happens.
I have to take my son to the doctor.
Grace, when I work late, you work late.
But I made the appointment 2 months ago.
I care. We're indivisible. If I'm working late, you gotta work late. If you can't work late, I can't work late. If I can't work late, I can't work late.
Okay. Got it, Chugger?
I got it, yeah.
800, everybody else got it?
No.
Great movie.
All right, one more time for you, Jennifer. Here you go.
Well, my problem is, Miss Little Fella, I can't get the antlers glued onto this little guy. We've tried crazy glue, but it don't work.
Have you tried staples?
Don't you dare. If you staple that little mouse, I'll call the Humane Society. I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't do anything in the world to hurt this little fella.
Eight.
All right. 800-510-8255. You get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Chucker, in the movie news department, what do you have that's the hot item?
Well, this is an interesting story. It's been announced that Hans Zimmer will compose the musical score for Warner Brothers and director Zack Snyder's newest Superman movie, which will start filming sometime early next year. This will be the first, Zimmer did the musical score for Chris Nolan's Inception and also Pirates of the Caribbean. This will be the first Superman movie which will not feature the famed theme by composer John Williams.
Why? What's the
because
point?
They're going to go in a totally different route. And from what I hear, this is just rumor, but the movie, the working script that they have, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what I'm reading, will focus solely on Clark Kent for most of the movie.
Foolishness, waste of time. The movie, which you didn't get, is Scrooge. Bill Murray, Karen Allen, John Forsythe, Robert Mitchum, and Carol Kane topped the box office this week in 1980.